and dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Well, thank you for joining us for another delicious hour of radio right here in the Old Pueblo. Matt Russell broadcasting live on this special commemorative Rodeo 2011 edition. And I am broadcasting live from nowhere else I'd rather be, Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon at 3001 North Swan on the northwest corner of Fort Lowell and Swan. We've got some hard workers here just keeping themselves busy getting ready for the party because it has just begun. And when you think about starting a party, the great segue there is to talk about our celebrity co-host for the full hour, the tailgate titan himself, Mr. Kirk Jensen, is in the house.
Well, thank you, Matt. Once again, I love coming by, but you know, I have to make up because I brought warm beer last time I came in. But you got to remember, that was just a guest stop by, you know. And, hey.
Our listeners are going to remember a few weeks ago, we were talking to Chef Daryl Wong of the Lotus Garden, a great Chinese food restaurant in town, and we were engaging the chef in a conversation about Cantonese and Sichuan cuisine. And, Kirk, you thought it would be kind of an inspiration to stop by the studio and bring us some Chinese beer to create a more authentic experience for our listeners. But there was only one problem.
It was warm.
The beer was room temperature. What say you about that party foul?
All right, let's try to figure this out, folks. In Tucson, you tell me where I can find cold Chinese beer on a whim, just a short second fly by the pants, you know, stop by, bring beer, you know, to go along with the Chinese food that is Chinese, of course.
That's right. Well, you know, I guess this is the perfect example of those times when it was the thought that counted, really. So we actually enjoyed the warm Tsingtao beer with our crispy, I believe, spicy shrimp, five-spice shrimp that Chef Wong set us up with. But that was a great night, and I wanted to thank you for bringing the warm beer.
My pleasure.
Notwithstanding the temperature, it was great. Anyway, our good friend Sean Harrington, who's going to be our special guest during the second half of the show, has got a great special for all of our listeners. If you come over here and join us for the show and join us for this great party, he's going to give you a free tumbleweed appetizer with the purchase of any dinner, a free tumbleweed appetizer, which is this glorious, oniony, peppery, crusty concoction of loveliness that you get absolutely free with the purchase of any dinner if you join us right here at Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon at 3001 North Swan. You know what? What I always love about doing these remotes is the celebrities who always walk in the door whenever we start the show. And you know, I open my mouth, and the minute I do, Jerry Heinze walks in the house from TucsonNightOut.com. He's the founder and managing editor of www.TucsonNightOut.com, which is your online destination for everything going on in the community by day and by night. Do yourself a favor and get over there, and I'll let Jerry Heinze know that we sent you. Anyway, Kirk, what's been going on in your world? What's on the menu these days at the Jensen household?
Oh, let me tell you, I've been doing a lot of tilapia lately.
Nice.
Different things. I've gotten into this breaded, just breading everything. You know, egg wash, Italian breading, and then, you know, doing pork, whether it's fish, whether it's chicken, whether it's turkey. Go figure.
Nice. Well, I like what you've done at your house, and I've been honored to be a guest over at Koss & Jensen many, many times. You have transformed your backyard into a, I mean, I want to say a man cave, but, you know,
it is kind of a man cave.
You have to let the ladies in every now and then. But talk a little bit about that project, because once you do that, the entire neighborhood seems to hang out at your house.
Yeah, you know, you do that sort of thing. You set it up, and, you make sure you have running water, you know, a nice barbecue area. But then, of course, every single time you do something, you add on, it gets better and better and better lighting. And the next thing you know, you've got an RMR outside with televisions in it and, you know, sporting events. Then the wife complains, and you have to build a little wife zone. So you put out a couple of couches, and next thing you know, it's like a little mini lounge back there. So.
The commemorative wife zone.
Yep, the lounge.
Great. See, my wife is actually standing not 10 feet from here, and she says, I need a commemorative wife zone. Where's my zone?
Then she can go sit by the fireplace out by the pool in your house.
So. That's right. Well, you know, here we are. The rodeo is starting on Saturday.
That it is.
This is one of my favorite times of the year because we get our chance to take our kids out to the rodeo. Just in case your doctor tells you that you're not getting enough Indian fried bread and corn dogs in your diet, this is the best place to go. And I thought this is, in terms of our commemorative moment here at Chad's, to honor the coming of the rodeo to town, I threw on my boots tonight. Kirk, I'm looking for your boots. Where they be?
I had to work today a little bit earlier and travel about, so I couldn't put on my boots. I mean, I could have, but they're not as clean and nice and shiny as yours are.
Clean and nice and shiny, which means they are only worn once a year. I got to get these things out of the closet more often and put them on. They are really my most comfortable footwear that I have. I mean, these are...
It's amazing what they've done with boots. I mean, from my old boots to the ones that I wear nowadays, I mean, it's night and day.
Yeah, I love it. I love
it. Simply night and day.
So we're getting ready for the rodeo. You know, you're spending a lot of time on the road these days. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that you're not in prime tailgate mode, and of course our listeners know Kirk Jensen is the tailgate titan. No one does tailgate better than Kirk Jensen. No one knows tailgate protocol better than he does. But since we're in the off season, I know you have been doing a lot of traveling in your day job, and, you know, finding various restaurants and destinations that are doing interesting things. Talk a little bit about some of the places that you've enjoyed eating at, you know, outside of the sort of general Tucson area, and what's making you surprised.
Well, you know, it's kind of nice. I cover all of eastern Arizona, so I get to go to all these nice little rural towns like Lowell or down to, you know, Bisbee and so forth, and down to Douglas and Naco and Service and Safford. But, you know, finding these gems of restaurants, it's surprising. If you want a good day trip, I'd head down to Bisbee and check out that
right
area.
On.
They've got some great restaurants down there. They have Roca Cafe, which is generally open only for dinner. So if you're going down there, spend the night there, do the old town. It's like an old European-style town. You know, it's gorgeous, old setting, beautiful arrangement. I mean, just nice all around. But today, I was down there today, and Lowell, which is a little town just south of Bisbee on the other side of the open pit mine there.
Lowell, Arizona.
Lowell, Arizona.
Huh, never heard of it.
Little street. It's only one street. It's eerie. I went to the restaurant called Bisbee Breakfast Club. And let me tell you, I was so surprised at how good their food was. I mean, it was outstanding. So I looked at their menu, and, of course, I looked at the house specials, and I took the top one right off the bat, Erie Street Club. Okay, it was tantalizing. It was fantastic. It was basically a club sandwich, but they put roast beef in it instead.
Oh,
nice,
yum.
Crispy, hard bacon.
Nice.
You know, nice flavor to it. It had cheese. It had the tomatoes, the lettuce, everything. Of course, I had to go in sourdough bread, but I had to go with the side of cottage cheese because I'm trying to shy off the fat foods such as fried goods.
Stop it.
I know, but the fries from looking at the other tables look good. But the desserts, though, to die for. They make all their pies fresh there.
Oh, I'm a
fantastic.
Pie guy.
And
I'm a pie guy.
I had their key lime pie today.
Nice.
They had the lime rinds shaved into it. It
oh,
was
I love that.
Great crust, everything. Good, I mean, great, you know, toppings and everything along those lines. You walk in the door, and there's the counter right there, and right behind it, of course, they have a nice big display of all these different type of pies. They've got these chocolate pies that are just, you know, mounds and mounds of whipped cream on top of it and everything, so it looks
fantastic. Now, where's my
pie?
You know I'm a pie guy. Did you bring me a pie? I'm a fruit pie guy.
I did not, but I'll tell you this much. They sell them by the slice, but they also sell them by the pies.
Now, did you ask them if they have any gluten-free pie available? You know, we've got a lot of our listeners are, you know, looking for gluten-free opportunities in their dining destination.
I did not. Unfortunately,
okay.
But
right.
You know
what? That's your next assignment.
Yeah, but you know, going all these local other places. I mean, Sierra Vista, you've got some great Vietnamese restaurants down there. The Peacock's outstanding. There's other good restaurants. I mean, if you go up to the White Mountains, I mean, I like Mountain Thai. As you can see, I kind of shade towards the Asian food here because I really enjoy it.
Love it.
But it's really fun. It's fun to find these little nooks and crannies and places out in the middle of no man's land.
That's great. So you've been spending a little time on the road, getting a sense and a taste of various parts of not only Tucson but around Southern Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're one of my favorite people to eat with, so we have a lot of fun together doing that. Anyway, I want to remind our listeners that we are now on themenulive.com is live. You can go to our website to hear every single show we've ever done, going all the way back to the summer of 2009. If you'd care to you know, ride along with us, why don't you listen to some of those shows? Tell us about some of your favorites. I mean, you can listen to the time when I took my first sip of a 46-ounce margarita at the Javelina Cantina. I remember when Frankie Santos showed me how he sort of demonstrated the authentic way to eat a South Philly cheesesteak. And you can hear all of those great things. You know, hear Jerry Heinze himself talk about some of the great places across Southern Arizona that welcome, people with, you know, that are touched by celiac disease and who are living a gluten-free lifestyle. Talk about all the great restaurants in Southern Arizona that have gluten-free menu options. On themenulive.com is the destination for food and drink here in Southern Arizona. And, of course, Kirk Jensen, you are one of our proud members of our Facebook fan club.
I am indeed.
And if you go to www.facebook.com/onthemenulive, you will be able to join our conversation about what's happening in this community and who's taking advantage of all the great gift certificates that restaurants are handing out, where our remote broadcasts are going to be from. You can actually sign up on our website to receive our weekly newsletter to talk about where we're going to be broadcasting from. where we're going to be doing our shows, and that's always great information. As a matter of fact, one of the big newsworthy items this week, Rodney behind the bar, who is world-renowned for making the Rodney Rita, is going to be our guest here in just about 5 minutes. He himself is going to show you how to make the world-famous Rodney Rita. Now, I don't know if he's going to disclose all the secret ingredients. You know, I'm sure a lot of that stuff is all about national security, so he's not able to disclose everything. But we're going to be talking to Rodney here in just about 5 minutes, talk about the bar scene here at Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon and what he's done.
Which is filling up, by the way.
To sort of transform the wine list. Yes, people are coming in from points north, south, east, and west. The bar is beginning to get started. Maybe that's just because you and I have loud mouths.
Probably. Probably heard us out there, you know, they're making that commute. If you're going down Swan, folks, and heading north, and you're stuck at that light, you got to come in here. It's you know, it's a fun place. I mean, they've got memorabilia here from all over, different places, different things. I mean, they've got the doors, the old doors from what was that place right across the street? The Palomino.
Oh, yeah, yep. The Palomino, Johnny Geekus' Palomino.
Johnny Geekus' Palomino. He's got the old doors there in the main saloon here, which is fantastic. I mean, the food here is great, too. Reasonably priced. Everything's good about it. I mean,
wonderful.
Kid-friendly and everything else.
I love it. Anyway, we've come to this special time of the show where we get to engage one of my favorite people in the community who knows a thing or two about wine. We're going to be talking a little bit more about wine and a little bit later on the show. But to talk about the Catavinos Wine of the Week this week is Yvonne Fouché. What's up, girl?
How's it going, Matt? I'm dying to be down there with you. You're right around the corner.
I mean, we're just kicking up some dust here. I got my boots on, and I'm feeling like the rodeo's coming to town. I'm experiencing the best of the Old West right here at Chad's.
This is the place to do it. That's what Tucson's all about.
Exactly. So anyway, you get the unique opportunity, Yvonne Fouché, to take a look across the more than 350 premium wines that you have at your store, featuring, you know, wines from all over the world, and having that very difficult task of choosing that one wine that you want to introduce to our listeners is the Catavinos Wine of the Week this week, and I can't wait. The anticipation is killing me. Drum roll, please. Let's hear it.
Well, it really was a no-brainer this week, Matt. You know, I'm doing my theme this week is All American Wines with President's Day coming up on Monday. And so we're doing wines that all have an American theme of one way or another. And actually, there's a couple wines that are geared towards the military and our troops and supporting them. And so the number one wine in my brain this week is Jarhead Red. And it's produced by Firestone Winery in St. Inez, California, which is in the Santa Barbara County area. And what they do, it's absolutely wonderful. This wine is big and bold. Now, where it originated, they used to serve it at the Marines Ball every year in Washington, and everybody ran it and raved about it and said, why aren't you selling this stuff? Well, what they decided to do was to sell it, and they donate 100% of the proceeds from this wine to Marine Children's Scholarship Funds.
Let me make sure that I heard you correctly.
On fallen Marines.
So you said that they're donating 100% of their revenues?
100% of the revenues from this wine goes to the children of Marines.
If that's not reason enough to come into the store and buy cases of this Jarhead Red, because you know that the winery's not making a penny off of it, they're going to donate it all to this great charity. How much does this bottle of wine cost, Yvonne?
This wine costs $14.99. Now, you can only imagine that you don't feed wimpy wine to Marines. So this is a stellar wine, and I'm just such a sucker for great wine, let alone wines that have a benevolent angle to them.
Right.
And so this is such a robust wine. It's got some rich black fruit flavors, black cherries, cassis, there's some cedar, it's got a spicy finish. It's just the finish goes on and on and on. It's a wonderful wine. It sells so well here in the shop, not only just by people who are attracted to what they do, but when I taste it, they can't believe it. And that's always what I tell them is I said, you know, Marines just don't drink wimpy wine. It's either tequila at Chad's or, you know, Jarhead.
That's right. That's right. For this great, big, bold red, this Jarhead Red is on special at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room for only $14.99 a bottle. Do yourself a favor. Go over there and enjoy this great all-American wine tasting. Yvonne is featuring six of her favorite all-American wines from different regions across the country, and you're going to get this great tasting experience for only $10 to taste a flight of six premium wines, and that's going to be served with some great cheese and crackers. And if you buy at least a bottle of wine, Yvonne's going to toss that price down to $8, the tasting price down to $8. And if you buy a case, which Kirk Jensen is often known to do.
I enjoy that.
that tasting is going to be free. Anyway, Yvonne, we can't thank you enough for everything that you continue to do for the community. You partner with some great wineries that do great things for great causes. Just another reason why people should run down to Catavinos tonight, Friday and Saturday night from 4 to 8 and get to know you and your team very well.
Great. Thank you, Matt. You continue to enjoy your day.
Thanks so much, Yvonne Fouché. We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Catavinos. And when we return, Rodney is in the house. You can't miss this, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell broadcasting live from Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon at 3001 North Swan on the northwest corner of Fort Lowell and Swan. And I am sitting here next to my celebrity co-host of the day, the tailgate titan himself, Mr. Kirk Jensen.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt. And let me tell you, this place is starting to fill up.
Yeah, you know, we've got a little bit of a fan club here that's shown up. I mean, how many On the Menu Live fans do we have in the house tonight? Man, oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. You know, it's not about me and it's not about you, Kirk. It's about the man who works hard behind the bar. I mean, watching him serve all the people here, it's like a dinner and a show. I mean, he has this, there's this artistry, there's this passion for mixology that there's only one guy in this community, I think, that does it as well as you do, and his name is Rodney. Rodney, welcome to On the Menu Live.
I am thrilled to be here today. I didn't expect this when I came to work, putting the shoes on, coming in, and it's like, what? I'm going to be on the radio? This is great.
Well, Rodney, I knew you were going to be here, which is why I wore my boots.
Right on.
You know, you got to wear boots when you're listening to Rodney talk. But anyway, you know, you're world renowned, Rodney, for something called the Rodney Read, and I want to get to that in a minute. But give us our listeners a sense of, you know, we talked about this great old west atmosphere that Sean Harrington has built around Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon. But we want to talk about the saloon atmosphere that really you are a centerpiece of. Talk about your bar out here.
Thanks a lot. That's very nice. Well, I've been here 7 years now since Sean took over, and, geez, I don't know. There's nothing really to change in the place. The place has been here. It's established. Clientele, the core of regulars that comes in here, it's just phenomenal. I mean, I come to work when it's not the kind of job where you're putting your shoes on to come to work. It's like, no, I come to work excited every day, just like here with you guys being here. I never know who's going to walk in the door. I hate to miss a day of work because I'm, you know,
I love it.
Afraid of what I would miss that day from not being here.
It's that authentic Old West experience. Now, when people think about saloon, they think, okay, you probably got Coors and you probably got Cuervo. You actually got a seriously legitimate bar operation here with some great beers on tap and a new wine list I hear you're about to roll out.
I do. This is convenient, coincidentally, that I worked with one of our local reps that has a nice variety of wines yesterday. I had to call her just a few minutes ago to get some of the labels straight of what I'm changing, and then the next week we're going to be revamping our wine list all the way from Australian Shiraz through Zins. I've got a new Chardonnay. We've got several new. I got a new Pinot Noir coming in.
Nice.
Excuse me. And I've got like seven new labels coming in, as well as keeping our standards. We keep the Rodney Strong. That's my
no
namesake. Right, right. It's not just Strong. It's Rodney Strong is what I always tell people.
But, yeah, well, my wife's having a Rodney Reed right now.
She's having a Rodney Reed. She can attest to
this Rodney Strong situation.
She's toasted right there. We'll get to that, but there's several drinks. One of our other gentlemen over here is drinking another drink that I made up, a Fuzzy Wildcat in honor of the Wildcats.
Fuzzy Wildcat.
Yeah, I call that. It's got peach schnapps in it, and it's where the fuzzy comes
very
from.
Very nice.
I've got probably 10 drinks on our menu that over the years I've concocted, put together. And
I love it.
They've been, you know, big hits, so we keep them. But
right. Talk about some of the beers you have on tap. Now, I was delighted to see, again, you know, you walk into a saloon, you've got this expectation that this is all about Bud and Coors, and I don't want to discount the value that Bud and Coors represent. Because Kirk Jensen right here is enjoying a Bud Light, which is
right.
But you've got this Sam Adams Noble Pill.
I did some extensive tastings.
I bet you did, Rodney.
I've been out to all the wine and beer and liquor tastings, and I've narrowed it down, and I had one of my best friends come in here, and he's the tap beer guy in town. Corny's his name. And we fabricated that tap into 8 different handles.
Nice.
And I've gone through, you know, extensively the Sam Adams Fat Tire, the Kilt Lifter, Blue Moon.
Nice.
Black Butte Porter.
Ooh, my favorite.
I got 8. I do the microbrews on tap.
So you got a great wine list that you're about to roll out, these great world-class brews that you're featuring. But when people think about Rodney, it's all about the Rita.
Well,
so we have just about 2 minutes left. And I know you were one of the few people that were selected to compete
right. In
the annual World Margarita Championship. That says a thing or two about what you have up
there. That
was
a thrill. Yeah.
Now, so talk a little bit about the Rodney Rita, how you got it started, and how you created this international fan base for it.
Actually, it started back in 1987, I believe. We finished a round of golf, and one of my friends owned a bar. We went to his bar. We were sitting there, the four of us that played. We were all bartenders and bar associates, and we said, let's just have a little margarita contest. So we made ours, and the customers were at the bar. We put the four of them out there blind taste testing, and with hands down, they said, that's the one that we like. And then I said, well, that's mine. And they're like, well, you ought to name that thing. That's a great margarita. I said, well, I'm Rodney. That's a margarita. Why don't we call it a Rodney Rita?
That's fantastic. So in the 2 minutes that we have left, are you able to disclose what actually goes into the Rodney Rita? Because the millions of people that are tuning in right now to listen to the show are anxiously trying to sort of replicate the magic that you put into a glass. Give us your best shot.
Okay. Basically, what it boils down to is I use the Patron products, and they have an orange liqueur that's called Citrange.
Yes.
And that is in place of, say, Grand Marnier, Triple Sec, Cointreau. Use the Citrange orange liqueur
with any
kind of 100% agave tequila. But what my little kick is, put a little bit of orange juice in there.
Oh, a little orange juice.
Yeah.
To nice go with the
float on top. Is that
a little bit of orange juice right in there with the a nice sweet and sour mix, and it takes that acidic heartburn kind of a feeling that you get after a couple margaritas where it's like, oh, they're getting me heartburn.
I wish I hadn't done that, yeah.
You can drink them all afternoon.
So this is
that's not a good thing for me then, I guess.
So this is, you care about people's public health.
I do. I'm looking out for people when they leave and they're not getting stay up all night with heartburn.
Now, are you serving these? You're probably serving them on the rocks, correct?
Absolutely.
There's a lovely couple here who are raising their glasses high with pride.
My friends from Cincinnati.
Your friends from Cincinnati are drinking this. These are pints, it looks like, almost.
Yeah.
Rodney Reed is on the rocks, one with salt, one without. You're going to do whatever people ask for.
Whatever they want. And the only time it really bothers me in any way is when they ask it for frozen.
Oh, we don't want to do that. There are no frozen Rodney Reed.
Not a Rodney Reed.
Anyway, Rodney, thanks for everything that you've done. We're going to talk to Sean in the second half of the show.
Got to go to work.
We're going to take a quick CNN commercial break, and when we come back, it's all about authentic Western chow right here at Chad Steakhouse. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, I'm Shelby Lynn.
The army is cracking down on protesters in Bahrain. CNN's Chris Lawrence explains there are important differences between Bahrain and Egypt.
The way the U.S. sees it, it's going to be much harder to abandon this government in Bahrain. One reason is the Fifth Fleet. Another is that the U.S. is still dealing with the fallout from Egypt, where some of the allies in the Gulf feel that the U.S. was too quick to cut ties with Hosni Mubarak.
A fourth protester has now died in a pre-dawn army attack. A government committee in Libya says it's planning major changes after several days of anti-government protests in the North African nation. A controversial budget provision in Wisconsin is under fire. Thousands of state workers staged more protests today over the plan to eliminate collective bargaining for most public employees. A federal Medicare sting nabs more than 100 doctors, nurses, and healthcare executives today. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on Forest Hills porcelain tile, now just 98 cents a square foot. A beautiful new look for a surprising low price. Use them inside or out. These tiles are made to handle whatever you dish out beautifully. We're lowering the cost of first steps towards a new floor with durable Forest Hills porcelain tiles, now just 98 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
On the Menu Live, Matt Russell broadcasting live as we prepare for rodeo, which kicks off this Saturday. We're broadcasting live right now at Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon at 3001 North Swan on the northwest corner of Fort Lowell and Swan. I'm wearing my boots for the occasion, and I brought along the tailgate titan, Kirk Jensen, to help steer this ship for the hour.
I'm enjoying it, too, immensely. Let me tell you, the food smells good from the back. We had a little sample here a little while ago of one of the key things I think we might talk about here.
Oh, yes, we will.
Oh, that was special,
yes, we will.
Too.
Well, I'm about to finish up this Sam Adams Noble Pills, which we are really enjoying now. And Rodney, behind the bar, is going to be delivering us to Rodney Reed. It's just because our listeners demand authenticity. They want to know that what they're hearing about actually passes our discriminating palate. So anyway, again,
so true.
Come on down to Chad's Steakhouse, because our good friend Sean Harrington, who's in the house, the owner of Chad's, who's going to be with us for the second half of the show, has pulled out this great special. Anybody that comes in for the show right now and stays here for dinner, he's going to throw in a free, that's right, you heard it, a free tumbleweed appetizer with the purchase of any dinner, and these are those glorious, big, beautiful, oniony, peppery, coated, just
blooming onion, breaded, and
blooming
fried.
Blooming onion, yep. Breaded, and fried. And what a great segue, because we've got the owner himself, Sean Harrington, in the house. Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Hi, how is everybody?
We're doing great, man. We're having a party here tonight, aren't we?
Good times.
So
yeah.
This is like, you know, you'd think when the rodeo comes to town, this is like Super Bowl for Chaz,
sure.
Right?
We get crazy busy around here on the rodeo, yeah.
I mean, you wanted to talk about an authentic blast from the past. You come in to demand this Western experience that I don't think you really can get anywhere else in Tucson in a culinary sense. When you walk in that door of Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon, you are walking into the Old West. Talk a little bit about the concept here.
Absolutely. Well, it's a concept that's been around for 20 years. That's what we're going to talk about. But it's got the Old Western feel of the place. We've got a saloon, like you said earlier. We've got the regular restaurant, but the saloon really sets the tone. We've got all the authentic guns and all the stuff around here, so it really, really does fit nice around here.
Now count the guns before Kirk leaves.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He usually brings a holster with him to throw something in. Usually either a bottle of tequila or a gun, depending on what is how the spirit leads him.
Depends on if I'm driving too.
There's one above the bar, as you can see.
Yeah.
That's for Rodney. We haven't had to use that. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. And what a coincidence! We have Jessica Nenadic from Alliance Beverage here, one of our favorite women, here to give some great. Some interesting. That's for the host. Some promotional giveaways for Sam Adams Bill, and here I am drinking one of the products. Save those for the paying customers. Thanks, Jeff. Anyway, this is a great place. What you guys have captured again during rodeo is really quite exceptional, and I can't thank you enough for sort of sustaining the vision that Chad had sort of back 20 years ago.
Sure.
You're celebrating 20 years here all this year, are you not?
We are, of course. I'm personally only celebrating 7 years
right,
of owning,
right.
But 20 years this place has been here after the Spinnaker, and it's been a great ride, and we've done really well here.
That's great. So talk a little bit about your menu. I mean, when people think about an authentic Western steakhouse, they think, okay, I'm going to come in here and get a great sort of charbroiled piece of meat.
Sure.
But you have kind of what I thought of the best of the old and the best of the new, because you come in here and sort of have this expectation about an Old West steak, but you've got, as we talked with Roddy, a great wine list. You've got great world-class beers. You're certified Angus beef. Talk a little about your food offering.
CAB, yes, and we have everything from prime rib. We do the cuts of steak, like you said, top sirloins, filet, porterhouse, all that kind of stuff. But we also have baby back pork ribs, a couple different types of chicken, shrimp. We run the gamut for just about everybody here.
Well, when you're looking at that menu, and it's a glorious menu, I mean, I don't even know where to start. I kind of want to take the menu and, like, put little check boxes by each item and just have you check one off every time I come in here. I mean, it's like around the world.
A frequent flyer, my frequent eating mile. Want that one this time, next time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're known for your steaks, obviously, but what are some of the standout favorites? And people say when you really need to get X, you got to go to Chad's. What's selling through the roof?
Well, obviously, prime rib and ribs that I talked about are going well, but really, believe it or not, besides the meat we do, the salads and the bread are just something people are drawn to. And it just works really, really well for us. And people come here for that. And obviously, if the steaks are great, so they come back. But the bread and the salads really set the tone for the evening.
So interesting. So an authentic Western steakhouse talking about great bread and great salad.
I know, it sounds strange. Yeah.
It sounds strange, but it's great because, look, I mean, my wife, if I was going to come out and have a porterhouse every night, my wife would say that there's something wrong with me.
Sure.
Now, I think it's personally fine.
I don't have a problem doing it.
A beautiful cut of beef, a certified Angus beef, charbroiled in the back. But my wife is one that's going to say, you know, we've got to have some great salads and we've got to have some great, some great bread. Talk about the salads and why they've become so popular over here.
Well, we're going to get one over to you pretty soon here, but it comes on the cold pewter plates, and then we throw a bunch of vegetables that not many people do. It's almost like a sweet tomatoes type of thing. We've got the carrots and the onions and the olives and the broccoli and the tomatoes and everything, and then we put the dressing on it, and then when you're served, you get a choice of blue cheese or feta cheese crumbles being sprinkled on, and then a topping of pepper that our servers do. So we're going to show you that in just a second.
That's
when they
great.
Get here.
And that's fine. So you talked about cold or chilled pewter plates, and that is the one of the corners that a lot of people cut in the restaurant business. But, you know, that's one of those things that I love about Chad's is, you know, you're providing that extra sense of importance to your customers. You're going to sell them a salad. You're going to make sure that thing is going to be cold and crisp and fresh throughout the salad.
And we keep the cold plates in an actual chiller, so they're pretty much guaranteed to come out cold, and it works out really well. People love that feature.
So we're going to be sinking our teeth into some of those salads as they're coming out. And
here's the silverware.
That's a good start. So talk about your bread. Again, you think of a Western steakhouse, you're thinking a loaf of Wonder Bread in a basket with a checkered napkin. Talk about what you're doing with breads here.
Well, I don't want to give out the whole entire recipe because that's a trade secret, but we basically take sourdough roll, and we put it in a couple of different things, and we put the Parmesan cheese on top, and we bake it in a specialty oven that cooks from the top down, bakes it perfectly. It's almost like little pizzas almost.
So that, yeah. And you call that your cheese bread.
That is Chad's cheese bread, yes.
And is that what we got a little start on earlier today?
So we started on earlier today. And let me tell you, take a bite of it. Melts. Melts in your mouth.
Yeah. You've rendered Kirk Jensen speechless, which is very hard to do, Sean Harrington.
It is very addictive stuff. People tell us all the time they just can't get enough of
it. Yeah,
one
of the things that I liked about it is it had the, you, when you say from the top down, you're using that heat because you've got this great little crust from the part, from the cheese on top.
Sure.
And I folded mine. And you've got that great crispy outside, but the middle was just pillowy, soft,
perfect.
And warm, and it was the texture differences between the crusty and the smoothness was absolutely delicious.
Absolutely. Well, here we go. Here, I'll let you do the describing.
Oh my goodness!
Oh goodness!
What
you do best, and
ooh, look at all this.
Yeah, and here's what I was talking about—the salad here. If you look at that, that's got all the
vegetables. You want to grab a fork over there?
Oh, you want a fork?
Yeah,
no, you don't get one.
Now, here's
sorry,
Adrienne. She's been here longer than me, believe it or not. She's going to help us out.
Adrienne is in the house.
She is in the house.
Is she going to be working all night? Our listeners are going to come
and
ask for Adrienne.
Beautiful woman, yep.
Indeed she is.
Okay, and we've got, like I said, we have a choice of blue cheese or feta cheese that we serve at the table to crumble on, if you like it,
nice,
with a spoon.
Okay, so this is looks like the blue.
That looks like the blue.
I'm going to choose this. Now, this is the presentation, Sean Harrington, on this is just beautiful.
Oh, I got the bread.
It really is.
The beautiful, vibrant colors of the produce and the beautiful ruby red tomatoes and the broccoli and the vibrant orange of the carrots with these beautiful black, jet black olives, just lovingly dusted with this great blue cheese. Just delicious.
Boy, I'm glad I left the describing up to you.
And
you did that well.
And now Kirk is teasing me with this cheese bread again.
You don't get one.
All right, give me one.
No,
of those.
Nope.
I can't stop at just one.
Nope.
I'm actually
going to
do
mine.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to, pepper me up, baby.
Freshly ground pepper put on top of the salad.
All right, so I'm going to just put some dressing on there.
There
I'm
going to
have the bread in the left hand and the salad in the right hand, and I'm going in double barrel, as it were.
Mm.
There you go.
Absolutely delicious.
Can you hear me eating right now?
So the
bread.
No wonder why the salad is really a great place
really
to start.
It really does. You can see why people get pulled in with that stuff, yeah.
I mean, salad's a great mix, but this bread just tops it.
Oh.
I mean, so good.
And I can see why this is one of the standout items, this cheese bread that you become famous for.
Hot.
All right, where are we going next, Chef?
Okay, we are going to take the salad back and work on that later. And we're going to go next to our jalapeno bacon-wrapped shrimp, which is something we're featuring on our catering menu, which we'll plug on in
absolutely
a little bit. But right now, you guys dip into that. It's
now, this looks like something we do at our tailgates.
Yes, exactly. It's a wonderful, wonderful item here. I want to see what you think.
Our tailgate team is bacon makes everything better, so I'm going to have to try this one here.
This looks like a U10, U15 shrimp, so it's a beautifully sized shrimp.
It's a good size one.
Lovingly wrapped with this great bacon that just looks like it was born this way. And you
that's a tumbleweed. That's our special sauce that we usually serve with the tumbleweeds, but we've been serving it with this, and it's been going really well.
Mm.
Okay, I'll have about 30 of those. Can you manage that, John?
Yeah, we could do an order that big.
My goodness. That's good stuff.
Do you get the taste of the jalapeno afterwards, too?
The heat, on the back end.
Yeah, the bacon's great. Hits right up the back.
The meaty bacon, the sweetness of that bacon, the texture, the crunch of that shrimp, and then the heat just sort of says, I'm going to hang out with you for a little while. I'm not going anywhere.
I can just feel my arteries closing after that. That's fantastic.
Beautiful. I'm loving that, Sean.
Beautiful.
I'm looking at the next thing here, folks.
Okay, this
bacon
is what
shrimp
we're offering everybody to come down and check out tonight, a free one of these. This is our mainstay appetizer here. It's the one that's most popular by far. The tumbleweed, like we said, it's a blooming onion, breaded and fried. Have a taste with those special sauces.
So this is what you're actually giving away with every
meal today.
Every entree
every
tonight.
Dinner.
Yep.
Wow. I can't thank you enough for giving this gift to our listeners. So now, is there a protocol, Sean Harrington, for going after this thing? Because I mean, I'm looking at this. I'm a little intimidated.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like an alien from outer space. I don't know how to approach this.
The protocol is have a lot of friends because it's pretty good size.
That's a large onion.
All right, Kirk, you got to talk because I'm eating.
Okay, I'm looking at this onion right here. I just had a bite of it, and it is fantastic. Crispy on the tips.
Tangy,
and tangy too, but when you get down low to the onion, it's still soft and everything, so it's not totally deep fried completely.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not. This is not like a big tempura onion.
No, it's not too greasy. It's really, really well done.
The nice thing that I think you guys have nailed on this is the seasoning of the coating. So this isn't just like a standard onion ring.
Right.
This is you've actually taken some time to think about, really the kind of taste sensation you want your customers to have. And you've done that beautifully with this great seasoning here.
Absolutely.
And again, you probably can't tell me what's in this.
No, I probably can't, but we used to get our onion rings that we put on top of the steaks. We used to buy them you know, prepackaged.
Pre-made it.
Yeah, and because this took off so well, we said, you know what, let's just cut the onions, bread them with this kind of breading, you know, put them in the fryer, and then when it comes out, we can put these on the steaks, and it's been unbelievably popular.
You know, I'm going to have to steal this recipe for next year's tailgates. We've got we have the three deep fryers going. I mean, this might be something new to add to our tailgate.
And I can't, even begin to put into words how beautiful this onion and that shrimp goes with this Rodney Rita.
Oh yeah,
that Rodney has lovingly placed before me in kind of in reverence. As it were. I mean, there's this sort of, I guess I have that effect on most people.
He does that,
In saloons. So we've tried
in saloons. I like that.
I literally am in a saloon. So we've talked sort of about this great sort of appetizer set up with this great salad, this wonderful shrimp, this beautifully succulent shrimp with the bacon and the jalapeno, this pillowy soft cheese bread that really does melt in your mouth.
I'm telling you.
This great onion. Do I see ribs or do
we
I
did.
See ribs?
We did. I had
ribs.
A choice between showing you the prime rib or the ribs, and these ribs are so popular, I just had to let you have a try.
I would say Chef Sean Harrington or owner Sean Harrington, you have chosen wisely.
Hey.
So this, as being an authentic Western steakhouse, Sean, this has got to be one of your best sellers.
Oh, absolutely.
So talk about, these are baby back ribs.
Baby back pork ribs.
Are you smoking these? Are you putting them on the open pit? How are you doing these?
Well, no, we cook them in an oven for about 4 or 5 hours.
Low and slow.
Yeah. And they come out, they fall off the bone, everybody loves it, and then, you know, we put them on the grill as the final touch. Put the Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce on it, and we are out the door. It's great.
Nice. Sweet Baby Ray's. We've been using that for a long time.
Yeah.
You know,
it's popular stuff, and we just haven't found anything better, so we're going to stick with what works. And it's,
do you mix anything with that Sweet Baby Ray's, or just use straight
up? Just straight, yeah. It's great.
I've been known to throw a little Jack Daniels in mine, so.
Yeah.
No, he puts Jack Daniels on his cornflakes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Put on his Jack Daniels. So what's great about these ribs, and I have to tell you, there's a little bit of a warning here, Sean Harrington. I'm
You're
a rib aficionado,
okay.
Right? And I've traveled the world. And what is great and authentic about these ribs is, and I want to sort of take the time to respond to a myth. People say these are fall off the bone tender, and sometimes customers are looking for that at rib competitions. If you pick up the rib bone and the meat falls off, you're actually going to be they're going to deduct points from that. So what
exactly.
You guys have done is perfect because they're beautiful and they're tender. But they just require a little bit of a tug, and that's not easy to do. You know, I mean, even if they're in the smoker or in the oven for like 5 minutes too long, you've ruined them.
Well, we've been doing this for 20 years, so we got some practice. You know?
So tried and true on these ribs with the Sweet Baby Ray's. So you've got this in a half rack and a rack?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are your prices on these bad boys? So I'm spilling sauce all over.
Well, the half rack is $13, and the full rack is $18, and it comes with all the salad, baked potato, bread, beans, all that good stuff. So it's
going full rack every time.
Yeah,
the savings galore. I'll take them home and eat the next morning or in the shower or something.
At those prices, how can you make any money, Sean?
Hey,
come on, are you
volume?
Well, taking a look around the saloon here tonight, it would look like you're doing a fine job.
Well,
talk
you.
A little bit about your steaks, because that really is sort of the granddaddy offering that you have here at this great Western steakhouse, and the importance of using certified Angus beef.
Yes, certified Angus beef is key. We charbroil everything. People do ask a lot, and we don't do it as mesquite. We've just decided that we're going to stick with what works. People love it, and we got a great flavor, and it's pretty simple concept, but it works really good for us.
Now, I'm a big steak guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I go into a steakhouse, I like to order sort of the bigger size of the steaks. Now, is there kind of a like a Sean Harrington special, the big granddaddy? What's the biggest cut of beef you have on the menu?
Definitely
here?
Don't name it after me, but our biggest cut is the porterhouse. It's 20 ounces.
Oh,
it's,
nice.
It's really
so that's
popular. Yeah, that's what the people want when they want a lot of steak. That's what they order.
A huge porterhouse.
Yeah,
absolutely.
20 ounces, pretty good size.
That's
cut.
A Fred Flintstone cut.
That is.
That's
what
got
it seems
mine.
Like it.
Would you actually consider Sean Harrington naming that steak after me after this encounter?
You know what? Yes, I will. Yes.
You know, we're breaking news right here on the menu live. Come and get the Matt Russell steak at Chad Steakhouse and Saloon. We have about another 30 seconds remaining before our trivia contest. I want you to talk a little about your catering program because this is really exciting.
Yeah, the catering we just started about 6 months ago. Jennifer Pyers has done a fantastic job for us. She's got everything. We've got a $10 up to a $16 menu, and we can do groups of 10 up to 500. And it's going fantastic. We've done pharmaceutical reps, and we're going to start, you know, weddings and all kinds of stuff. We can tailgate. We've done it all. So So far, so good.
If you're looking for that authentic Western culinary experience, give Chad a call. What's the telephone number to call if you want to talk about a catering opportunity?
837-9004.
837-9004. And you're going to have an event there at your house or your event setting that's really going to take you back to the old days when John Wayne walked the streets. You know, I don't know that John Wayne ever had ribs this good.
Oh, thank you.
But this is good stuff. Anyway,
absolutely.
The time has come. All of our listeners want to get a chance at getting in on this party. They want to come over to Chad's to be your guest, and we thought we would let you decide what is our trivia question of the week this week.
Well, since we've been talking about our famous bread, I figured we would talk about...
Where is that, by the way?
Oh, well...
Yeah, someone has taken the bread off.
Oh, there it is.
That's a bad thing.
I have a secret stash
over
here.
You took two. That's why you cheater.
Our question is going to be approximately to the nearest 100. How many of those do we serve on a weekly basis?
How many cheese breads
Correct. Do
you serve on a weekly basis?
And keep in mind that people can get all they want, so they do have reorders, so keep that in mind.
And
yes.
Keep in mind that it's one of the standout items.
Exactly.
So when you're thinking about it, think that it's a big item. And if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win a gift certificate at Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon. Good luck. We'll be right back.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Maingate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Maingate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. You know, this is what I love about live radio. We come back from a commercial. I'm too busy running my trap, and I've got a mouthful of ribs. Thanks to Sean Harrington at Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon, where we're broadcasting live for this great pre-rodeo launch party. Again, 3001 North Swan on the northwest corner of Fort Lowell and Swan. Give yourself a great experience. Come down and experience the way the Old West was designed to be. And Kirk Jensen and I are doing it right here.
I'm telling you, the shrimp's outstanding. The ribs are fantastic. That's everything I've tried so far. I'm definitely coming back. I'm a regular. I come here a lot.
Yeah, so. I know. You've been here since I have. So, you know, you walk in and then I felt like, you know, Rodney was like, you know, pledging allegiance to Kirk Jensen. I mean, you must have, like, an open account here or something. I don't know.
No, nothing like that. But I do enjoy the place. I like it a lot.
Anyway, well, the lights at the studio just lit up when we had the question of the week, and we want to go right to it because we don't have a whole lot of time. And we've got Don on line one. Hey, Don, welcome to On the Menu Live.
1,250.
All right, say that again.
1,250.
He says 150. 150 cheese breads a week. Oh, boy.
I thought he said 1250.
No, what did you say?
1250.
1250.
Oh, okay.
1,250.
Well, that is, know, that is not correct.
It's a good guess. You're,
it is. It
can
is.
I'd say you're low.
Yeah.
Let's give a hint.
Yeah.
That's low, and you're pretty low.
Yeah.
Anyway, Don, thanks for calling. Give it another shot. That opens up a line at 529-3508. We're going to go to line number two and say hi to Ron. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Hi. I'd like to take a guess at that. And I'd like to take a guess saying 1750.
1750.
Still
a little bit low. So listen, folks, this is a standout item. He's selling a lot of these cheese breads. 1750 is still low. Anyway, Ron, you can always call back if you'd like. That opens up another line at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 if you think you know the answer to the question.
Hey, Matt.
Yep.
We've got caller Colleen.
And Colleen is on the line. Hey, Colleen, how you doing?
I'm great.
And what is your answer to the question?
I'm going
to
guess 2,000.
2,000. We're getting warm, but we're not within 100 yet, and that's what Sean Harrington needs.
Okay,
to give
good luck
the winner
to the next caller.
The gift certificate. So thanks for calling, and that opens up a line at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508. How many cheese breads is Sean Harrington and his team at Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon serving up every
week.
So the last guess was, what did she say?
2,000.
2,000. You'd say that's just an amazing amount of cheese bread, and they're still low. Anyway, 529-3508, if any of our listeners want to call in and give a shot at answering this question. Anyway, while we're waiting for some more callers.
We do have more callers. We have Sofa and Roberta.
Okay. Is it Rosa, did you say, Mark?
It's actually Sofa, S-O-F-A.
Sosa. Okay. Sosa, what say you? Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Yeah, hello.
Hi there.
Hello?
Yes, we're here. What's your guess?
I can't hear you.
Okay, you can't hear us. Well, we can hear you.
Oh, okay.
So how
okay,
many,
no,
go
I
ahead
can
and
hear.
Say how many do you have?
98.
That sounds like we've lost her.
I've lost her.
Anyway, we've lost her, Mark. She can call back at 529-3508. Do we have another caller on the line, Mark?
We do have Roberta. Sofa said 98. I'm like, what?
Okay. Say Roberta?
Yeah, we have Roberta with us now.
Roberta, welcome to On the Menu Live. What's your guess quickly, please?
3,700.
3,700. That's a little wee bit high.
Oh, because you're high. So everyone, listen, we're between 2,000 and 3,700. And, you know, Sean might be charitable and give the next one away.
Yeah.
If you're fairly close, again, 529-3508. If you want to get a gift certificate at Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon. Mark, do we have any more callers?
We have Dano.
Hey, Dano, welcome to On the Menu Live. Quickly, what's your guess?
2,500.
2,500. Book him, Dano.
Book him, Dano.
The answer is 2,500 cheese breads. Now, listen, Dano, don't go away. Congratulations, first of all. Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information, and it's going to be our honor to send you the gift certificate to Chad's Steakhouse and Saloon for you to experience this world-class, authentic Western experience for you, perhaps for the first time, perhaps not, but it's going to be our honor to send you. Thanks again for listening. So, anyway, 20 pieces of cheese bread.
Yep.
That's a lot of bread.
How does that happen?
Yeah, like I told you, people can get all they want, so they get reorders after reorders, take them home. It's a good thing.
So you've probably served 2,300 since Kirk and I have been
probably
here.
Yeah, we're cranking out a good night.
I've had 2,200 at least.
Anyway, we have about another minute remaining, Sean. Give us an idea of you know, exactly where you're located, if you got a website address, and any specials that you want to talk about.
I'll be brief. www.chadsteakhouse.com. Our hours are 11 till 9 during the week, 11 till 10 on the weekends. And let's see, specials. We've got a 10-ounce top sirloin for $12.95 with all the fixings we talked about all year long to celebrate our 20th year. And we've got a 14-ounce New York strip with a complimentary glass of wine or cheesecake all year long, $20.
Fantastic.
Sean,
anyway.
One quick one, though. Do you have any lunch specials?
Absolutely. $6.95 prime rib sandwich.
There we go.
$6.95 prime rib.
That's
only place in town you can get a $6.95 prime rib sandwich. Anyway, Sean Harrington, thank you so much
for
hosting this great party. Our big thanks out to Rodney of the Rodney Rita, who's doing a hard work tonight behind the bar, and of course, as always, Kirk Jensen, our celebrity co-host. What a party we're having here tonight.
We are indeed.
This is a lot of fun. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5,
it's on the Menu Live!
Have a great weekend.
Tucson's Jolt.
Tiny impulses of electric current are produced.
KJLL, South Tucson.